One day fantasy sports, real money. That's the slogan on FanDuel's webpage. Its competitor, DraftKings, offers daily fantasy sports for cash. These companies have been in the news lately. This may be fantasy sports, but it involves real money, and especially these days, real legal problems. Problem one, is it legal? You don't need a lawyer to tell you that this is the biggest problem for these companies, and they have clearly thought about it. Go to DraftKings' webpage, and you'll see a link that says 100% legal. One click takes you to the explanation. Why is it legal? The answer, quote, daily fantasy sports is a skill game and is not considered gambling, unquote. Well, the story is a bit more complicated than that. In 2006, the federal government cracked down on internet gambling, including online poker, mostly by regulating the flow of the money involved. Fantasy sports, though, was different. The federal law included an exception for fantasy sports that had certain characteristics. They could not, for example, be based on current membership of an actual team. As long as companies structure fantasy sports to fit into the exception, federal law left the business alone. States take a different approach. Many distinguish between games of chance, which count as gambling, and games of skill, which don't. One court that had to draw the line said that, quote, paying an entrance fee in order to participate in a game of skill in the hope of winning prize money is a traditional part of American social life, unquote. The judge didn't want to make it a felony to hold rodeos, livestock exhibitions, spelling bees, and the like. So whether a game is legal may depend on the line between skill and chance. A fantasy sports company would rather be more like a spelling bee than like online poker. That means that the fantasy sports ads are doing double duty. When they say, use your knowledge and showcase your skills, they appeal to sports fans. They also stay, at least in rhetoric, firmly on the side of skill over chance. The rise of daily fantasy sports pushed the boundaries, and states have responded. In October 2015, Nevada cracked down. Nevada now requires fantasy sports companies to get a gambling license. Other states are also rethinking fantasy sports. In Illinois, a bill was introduced in the state legislature in October 2015, the Fantasy Contests Act. It doesn't treat fantasy sports like gambling, but requires certain company policies and provides some oversight by the state attorney general. That's problem one. Is it legal? One other problem is worth mentioning because it has pushed regulators to act. Problem two is the level playing field problem. Employees of the fantasy sports sites reportedly gamble and win on competitors' sites. Private litigants and others complain that these employees have access to proprietary information that makes it fundamentally unfair for them to bet. The playing field is not level. What will happen next? The list is long. Government investigations, private lawsuits, state legislation, the newly formed Fantasy Sports Control Agency are all on the table. The outcome is anyone's bet. This is Verity Winship.